In Britain, gas station pumps are running dry and motorists have been panic buying fuel. The crisis, which has reportedly left 90% of petrol stations without petrol in the bowsers, has been sparked, apparently, not so much by a lack of fuel, but a shortage of lorry drivers. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is considering sending in the army to help tackle the crisis, with hundreds of soldiers potentially to be mobilised to drive tankers. Jonathan Portes is a Professor of Economics and Public Policy at King's College in London and was a former Chief Economist at the UK Cabinet Office. Jonathan, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning or good evening, depending where you are.
That's right. It's morning for us. Thank you for joining us. We've seen the footage on our screens of long queues of British motorists lining up to get petrol wherever they can. Some reported they've had to go to five or six or more petrol stations. Is there an issue with supply, Jonathan, which is the sort of more alarming scenario, or is this simply about a lack of truck drivers to haul the fuel around?
Well, you know the old saying that the British can't see a queue without joining it, regardless of what it's for. And there is a bit of that, frankly. There's a bit of media hype and panic. There is no shortage of fuel. There is a generalized shortage of what we call HGV, heavy goods vehicle drivers, truckers, in other words. But the fuel is getting to the pumps. But that general shortage and the fact that there are difficulties in supply chains, not just for fuel, but for a whole range of products, have contributed to this general sense of crisis, because we are very reliant on HGVs and hence HGV drivers to deliver products, fuel, and indeed food and everything else to shops.
So, Jonathan, why is there a shortage of drivers? What's gone wrong?
Well, there's a bunch of things all going on at the same time. First of all, there has been a long-standing shortage of HGV drivers, not just in the UK, but in Europe as a whole. So there's that. And then there's a bunch of UK-specific factors. Testing, you know, giving people licenses to drive HGVs was basically interrupted by the pandemic. It's very difficult to do. So there's that. There's a backlog. Second, some tax changes, which made it less attractive to be an HGV driver. And then there's Brexit. A lot of our drivers before Brexit were from elsewhere in Europe, and a lot of them went home in the pandemic, and partly because of that and partly because of Brexit, have chosen not to come back. So it's a bunch of things, some of which are general, some of which are self-inflicted, as it were, by policy decisions that we ourselves have made.
Yes, policy decisions that, as you say, haven't come out of nowhere. I mean, I've read that the average age of the long-haul truck drivers, the haulage drivers in Britain, is 57 years old, so it's obviously an ageing workforce. But also this massive backlog of people applying for their licences, something like 40,000 tests, you know, still waiting to be done. That just seems like public sector incompetence, really.
Well, I mean, it is the result of the pandemic. It was, for various reasons, quite much more difficult to do tests during the pandemic. That will eventually resolve itself, though. There are these structural issues, as you say, an aging workforce, because it's not been a very attractive job, not that well paid. Some of the conditions of work have not been that good. And then on top of that, this fact that a very large portion of the workforce has been from elsewhere in Europe, and going forward, because of Brexit, that's going to be much more difficult.
And there's reports that the government, I'm not sure, I think this is announced actually, planning to issue 5,000 temporary visas for foreign truck drivers. Are the truck drivers there in Europe to respond? Because I've also read that Poland, for instance, is experiencing a shortage of truck drivers too.
That's right. And I think it's, I mean, frankly, this announcement is both a bit too little, a bit too late, smacks of panic on the part of the government, and probably isn't going to achieve the intended results, because, as you say, it's not clear that truck drivers in Europe, where there is also, as you say, a shortage, albeit not one quite as extreme or with the consequences that we've seen in the UK, are going to want to come here just for a few months for this short-term visa, when previously, of course, they could come with absolutely full and equal rights under the free movement rules that we had before Brexit.
Oh, I see. So that's how it plays into Brexit, because some in Europe have been blaming, including Olaf Scholz, the Social Democrat candidate, have been blaming Brexit for this. Is that the link with Brexit?
It is a link with Brexit. Previously, there are two links, as it were. One is that truck drivers from Europe could simply come and live and work here just the same as British people, because we had complete free movement. They had just as much right to get a job here as I did. So there was that. People could just move here and take a job. But also the way trade rules work, what lorry firms based in one country can do within the single market, which we were before Brexit, of course, is quite different from what they can do outside the single market. Therefore, more rules on what firms, both British firms traveling to Europe and European firms that are delivering or making deliveries here can do, those are much more restrictive now. So that has interfered with supply chains. And I think it's important to remember that there's a sort of very specific problems with HGV drivers, which are creating this specific crisis, and then these much more generalized problems resulting from labor shortages and bottlenecks, which are partly related to Brexit and partly due to other factors.
What of this report in the Financial Times that the Prime Minister is considering a plan to send in soldiers to drive the trucks? Has that been confirmed?
I saw something, but I'm not sure I know any more than you, to be honest, just only 15 minutes ago, which suggested that they were, in fact, planning to go ahead with that. That, again, does seem to smack of panic, particularly given that there isn't actually this underlying shortage of fuel. It's not clear that soldiers have the training and the skills necessary to actually deliver fuel to petrol stations, which, as you can see, is something you don't want somebody who's not just a matter of being able to drive a lorry. You actually have to know how to handle very flammable, dangerous liquids and what to do with them. So it's not clear that that is necessarily going to be a short-term fix.
Jonathan, what is the overall impact of life in Britain at the moment from this lack of lorry drivers, for one? I mean, the fuel crisis affecting daily life, but also the lack of drivers. What's the broad impact?
I think we shouldn't exaggerate. I'm going about my business in a perfectly normal way. Our car tank is half full of petrol, and it won't run out anytime soon, and I'm not really that worried. I think there is a general sense, however, that the government has that there are these disruptions to supply chains, not just the fuel, but throughout the economy, of deliveries to shops and so on. There are labor shortages in some sectors, particular labor shortages in the health and social care sector. And it's a combination of the reopening as we come out of the COVID epidemic, and the impact of Brexit. And the government just failed to plan for these factors and allow for them in any sort of very coherent way. It's not a crisis, but I think a general sense of government incompetence, frankly.
Jonathan, your line is fading on us, so I'm going to say goodbye to you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Jonathan Portes, Professor of Economics and Public Policy at King's College London, was a former chief economist at the British Cabinet Office.